أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala warned this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they must not become unmindful of their deen, and they must not give deen second position. First position in their life must be deen, must be our Islam, and then second everything else can be, but we must give the most importance to our deen, to our Islam. And Allah Ta'ala reminded us that the Bani Israel, the people of the past, they gave preference to dunya, to their own whims and fancies, so much so that it eventually led to the fact that they changed their religion also. They changed the Bible, they changed the Old Testament, New Testament, they took fatwas to suit themselves, they changed all of deen. So this giving preference to dunya is a very dangerous thing. Then a person changes deen also to suit him, and he looks for masalas also that suit him. He doesn't fit into deen, he wants deen to fit into him, into his way of life. So now Allah Ta'ala explains what the reality of this dunya is, so that we can save ourselves. May Allah help us all. Allah says, اَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. جَانْ رَكُوْ كِ دُنْيَا كِ زِنْدَگَانِ نَهِي هَي. Understand very well that this world is nothing more than this year. This is all what the world is, which we are giving so much importance to. First of all, life. It is just play. And ulama, Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani has explained this very beautifully. This is exactly the way, the tartib of a human being's life. When he's a small child, we were also all small children, then our whole life was just play when we were small. After that we grow up a little bit, walahu, or tamasha. Then it was entertainment. As a boy grows up, a girl grows up, then it's sports, then it's all other things of this dunya, just passing our time then. Wazinatun, or manau. And then the child grows up, comes to the teens, then it's worried about its beauty. The girl is also worried how I look all the time now. When they were small, till children, 3, 4 years, they were not worried of their beauty. Now when they become 13, 14, now they are very worried of their beauty. Boys also, their dressing, fashion, brand names, all this thing becomes the order of the day. وَتَفَاخُرُمْ مَيْنَكُمْ or بَرَيَّا كَرْنِي آپَسْمَي. Then a person proceeds further in the world, and then they want to boast and be arrogant amongst themselves. That I got so many degrees, I got so much money, this is my position, etc. So now that part of life comes. And then comes وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ or بُحْتَاجْ دُونِكْ مَالْكِ or أَوْلَادْكِ. And then a person wants to amass wealth and he wants lot of children. This was particularly in the days of the past when people measured one another with the amount of children they got. Today, being influenced by Western way of life, we have been also, our culture has changed. And we also are just happy with 2, 3 children. Whereas in the past, many of us will recall, our grannies had 15 children, 13 children, 18 children. And that was a thing of pride also. That I got so much money, I got so much children. This is all what this dunya is. Then Allah gives a very striking example by which we cannot deny whatsoever that this world is nothing else but like كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ بِيْتْ حَالْ إِكْ مَهْكِ. It is just like one rainfall that comes. When one rainfall comes, عَجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ جُو خُشْ لَگَا كِسَانُكُ اُسْكَ سَبْزَا. And then the farmers, that farm of theirs looked very beautiful. When whatever they had planted, it has grown now. And the whole farm, they see it green. Whatever it is they've planted, now it is the starting. First it was just a barren land, there was nothing. Now the rain came, and now the things have grown. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ پھر زور پر آتا ہے. Then its stem becomes strong, and slowly over a period of time, a few months, the whole crop has grown up now, and is very beautiful and lush. That mealy farm we see, or whatever orchard, oranges, now the oranges are on the trees, everything is very beautiful. It came from nothing, then just the growing, it started growing, now it came to fruition, and it looks so beautiful also. فَتَرَاهُ مُسْفَرًّا پھر تو دیکھتے زرد ہو گیا. Then very soon you see it has turned yellow. Everything is over now. Old age comes, and after that the person has turned yellow, he's now getting finished. And after that, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا پھر ہو جاتا ہے روندا ہوا گھاس. And then it is just crushed grass. That is all. Animals crush it, humans crush it, and now the farm is again just nothing left in it. Now the next season it will start again. Just like that, one generation comes into this world, it is nothing. They grow up from childhood into their little teens, and then into become young men and women, and then they go into business, and then they acquire wealth, and then you start waning down in life, and soon you are in the Qabristan and you are empty. We don't notice it because Allah is replacing other people all the time. But this is exactly our example. If everyone thinks for himself, that is all what this dunya is. Just this little pastime of this time, or of this dunya. And Allah has sent us here for a purpose. And that is to acquire iman and amal. So if we have done our job, we did not come just for the beauty of the world and just to enjoy the dunya, but we acquired iman and we acquired amal. We did that what Allah told us to do, and we stayed away from what Allah has forbidden us, then we will go into the akhirat. Otherwise, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Or akhirat mein sakht azab hai. There is a very severe punishment for that person who came in this world. He was provided of everything by Allah Ta'ala. We think we are earning. We are running the affairs of the house. I'm running my life, but it is only Allah. We haven't got the strength to wink an eye. If Allah takes out the ruh, we cannot wink one eye. We cannot raise a finger also. Everything is by Allah Ta'ala. He has given us everything. And He gave us to do the job He sent us. And that is to acquire iman and amal. But we have come here, and now we only engaged in dunya. And a person who goes without iman and amal, for him is very severe punishment. For those that went with iman and amal properly, they did what Allah commanded them to do. They stayed away from all the wrong things. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ اور مُعَافِ بِهِ اللَّهِ سے اور رَضَى مَنْدِ. There is forgiveness for those people. Every human just tend to err. Allah will forgive them and Allah will be pleased with them. So there are various categories. One is that group that will go without iman. So there is no question of amal when they haven't got iman. So that group, may Allah save us all and our progeny and everyone. Environment is very, very difficult today. That if we have to lose our iman and consequently amal have no value, that person goes to hellfire forever. May Allah protect us all. That person who goes with iman and he does his amal also properly, you will find Allah is happy with him and he will go into Jannah. Then there will be a group that will go with iman, but their amal are not correct. And they didn't make tawbah also in their lives. They went without tawbah. For them, Allah might forgive them, or they will have to go for cleansing purpose to Jahannam and have to cleanse themselves. But if they went with iman, eventually, after going through the ordeals of Jahannam, they will also go to Jannah. So iman is the most important thing. And today, shaitan is making a direct effect on effort on our iman. So we have to be very careful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. اور دنیا کی زندگانی تو یہی ہے مال اور دغا. So this dunya's life is just a temporary thing to benefit of, and that temporary thing to benefit is also a deception. The beauty of the dunya, the temptations are so much that a person gets tempted into dunya all the time. But it is only a temporary temptation of falsehood. There is no reality. Reality and everlasting life is of the akhirah. A person who prepares for that life has fulfilled his purpose of life. And a person who does not fulfill that purpose of the akhirah, that person, he has done wrong. And at the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala may save us all and our families and our progenies till Qiyamah. Otherwise that person will have to suffer the consequences.